This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The 1965 film The Sound of Music is beloved by audiences internationally.
A deer, a female deer.
Ray.
A drop of golden sun.
Me.
A name I call myself.
Bah.
A long, long way to run.
So,
a needle pulling thread.
La.
A note to follow. So.
Well, the real-life Von Trapp family toured with their singing family for many years. Now, the great-grandchildren of it's Von Trapp. We get it right, Frank. He joined the family business. Sophie, Melanie, Amanda, and August Von Trapp have been singing together for 13 years, and they recently released an album with the band Pink Martini. The album is called Dream a Little Dream, and this Saturday, the Von Trapps are going to be performing at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary. It's presented by the North Carolina Symphony. They join us now on The State of Things. Sophie, Melanie, Amanda, and August, welcome to The State of Things. Good to talk with you.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's good to have you here. Sophie, let me put the first question to you. You actually started singing with your grandfather, who played Kurt in the movie, actually Werner Von Trapp, right? So tell us about how your grandfather, who played young Kurt in the movie, got you into singing.
Yeah, our grandfather was portrayed as Kurt in the Sound of Music, and his real name was Werner. And as something fun to do, he would come in to Montana and teach us little songs, little Austrian songs. And he had a stroke about 13 years ago. And just to make him feel better, we recorded some of those songs that he taught to us so we could listen to them in the hospital. And never anticipating what was going to come out of that, someone asked us to do a little show, and we thought that'd be a really fun experience. And then it just took off from there. The next year we were touring in New Zealand and Australia, and it just I was 13 at the time. August was 7, and it's just kind of been an amazing adventure ever since. But we've really been able to see the world and see how the Sound of Music really has affected so many corners of the world, and our family. It's just been quite an amazing way to grow up.
It's a great story, Sophia. And just to remind everybody, in the movie, Kurt was famous for playing Fa.
Fa.
That was it. That was Kurt in the movie. he was Fa. You remember that? So let me ask you, did you ever sing with your parents? You say you're living in Montana, right? You grew up there?
Yeah. Our parents can't sing at all, actually. Wow. We didn't really even listen to music as much. And there wasn't ever this pressure of the family, you know, you're Von Trapp, you must sing type of thing. They were kind of like, so are you okay? Are you sure you want to go off and sing around the world? And we wanted to, so we did it.
Well, you did, and you're doing well. I'm going to ask you to sing in just a second, but I want to know how they talked about it. I mean, was it something they talked a lot about, something they would rather not talk much about? How, you know, what were the discussions around the famous Von Trapps in your family?
Well, it's actually, I mean, it's funny because we grew up with stories from our great aunts and uncles, and they, like you said, they when they escaped Austria in 1938, or they came to the U.S., they toured for 20 years and had just a pile of stories of their own of traveling and just what their lives were like. So it was almost like a different version of the Sound of Music that we grew up with, you know, around the kitchen table hearing stories from them.
Well, I wonder if there was any doubt. Did your parents talk about that and say, oh, they got it all wrong? Or was it something that you just sort of embraced and said, oh,
no,
yeah, that's how
I mean,
went.
it was pretty close to what actually happened. You know, of course, it's a musical and it was, you know, it more entertainment style. You know, it's very ideal. Yeah. But at the same time, it really kept the same message of hope and music and just sort of the spirit of that age that I think everybody connects with and finds a lot of optimism in.
Well, as we say, you are together now as a group, and you are singing, and you do sing stuff from The Sound of Music, but you're also off on your own and creating your own music and your own sound. And I wonder if you would sing a song for us now that reflects just that new direction.
Sure. This is a song we wrote as pretty much as soon as we came to Portland, it's sort of a bit to do with the weather here. It's pretty interesting. And so the song is called Storm.
I want to be one of the storms falling over the sea.
I want to rely, stars fiercer than Mars smile back at me. Even as I speak, I hear the wind over those peaks and picture the timbers as they creak out in the storm. Oh, and the clouds swirl and all the themselves against the shore to win. Oh, as the heart leaps with the lightning and the drum. Oh, how the soul aches when the wind through green fields runs. Half of me answers the storm in its wild sing-song. The other says, trip as if I love where I belong. Eyes wide may see
we
so
go the same
much that they know where the winds
we
flow.
Go the same
yet they know that they ought to leave
no matter what
and fall in the snow. Oh, when the clouds swirl and all the world is waking with the wind, and when the waves hurl themselves against the shore to win. Oh, as the heart leaps with the lightning and the drum. Oh, how the soul aches when the wind through green fields runs.
The Von Trapps, live on The State of Things. They're going to be at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, presented by the North Carolina Symphony on Saturday. They're here with us live. They're in Portland. We're here. Great song. And you did that with the band Pink Martini, right?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. We actually moved here to Portland because we were working on a project with them. What started out as just a few songs but turned out to be a full album. And it's been a really fun adventure working with them. They're a fantastic band, and they've been a lot of inspiration for us musically and kind of brought us into a really fun world of music and international just adventures, and it's been fun.
Well,
what attracted us to them in the first place was that the fact that they have so many songs of their own in different languages, and it's very international and kind of has this old-fashioned pop vibe to it, which was very similar to what we do in the same kind of like attitude and style that we have, except they're like a mini orchestra with one singer and we're four voices with so it was kind of a perfect combination to have all the instruments and then a very strong vocal element to it.
Well, I know that this idea of an international sound and blending the sounds that you hear around the globe has become very important to you, but I want to go back to the moment when you all decided to become a group. What was it that made you decide that you wanted to go into the music industry?
I don't think we really had it. We didn't start out with a let's start in the, you know, let's carry on the tradition. I don't think we had any really, I don't think there was a critical moment where we thought, oh, we should do it because of our legacy. We were just young and we enjoyed music and we enjoyed having
fun,
traveling and seeing the world. But a couple of years ago, we did have to make a conscious decision of our you know, this career and this and carrying on the legacy, because we're older now, we're in our 20s, and you know, it takes a lot of investment of your time to be in this industry. So we had to make that choice, but then it has been a really interesting flow of sort of childhood growing up and having fun, and then learning how to really embrace the music and performing and sharing your art and collaborating with people. It's been a really cool way to grow up. But
well, and
we enjoy it.
I don't know if you realize how fully you've embraced your legacy, because it begins in Austria. You're now in Portland, two great beer capitals of the world, and there you are.
Right.
That's pretty cool. How you made it go full
Good
circle.
Point.
Well,
That's
let's
right.
go.
Yeah,
follow the beer. So we talked about it. The fact that you do sing songs from The Sound of Music. Would you do Edelweiss for us?
Yeah, of course. One cool thing about Edelweiss is on the album that we did with Pink Martini is we had Charmian Carr, who played Liesl in The Sound of Music. She came to record the song with us. So it's a really special moment of both our history and then the movie's history meeting together. So this is Edelweiss.
Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me. Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland
Von Trapps, live on The State of Things. They're going to be in Cary this weekend. They're here with us now. Beautiful song. And I think one of the things that the film and the story of The Sound of Music did, however Hollywood it might have been, was to really portray the power of art in the face of cynical social forces. I mean, that comes through no matter what Hollywood tried to do to it, it seems to me. And it's a powerful story. And I know it's something that's important to you, because I'm going to ask you to sing us out. But before I do, to tell us the story about how you came to sing the Rwanda national anthem.
Right. Yeah, that was really a special thing for us. We spent a few months in Rwanda, Africa, teaching music at an orphanage. And somebody asked us to sing the Rwanda national anthem for the president of Rwanda. We had 2 days to learn it. And it was really he liked it a lot. He actually gave August a cow after we sang it for him, which was fun.
But in Rwanda.
It doesn't mean you have to marry his daughter or anything. You just got the cow.
No.
Not that we know of.
Well, yeah.
I never know.
And the cow stayed there.
Yeah. All right. They're huge cows. It's really great. But the anthem was written by two killers who were killers in the genocide, and they wrote it out of remorse, basically asking for forgiveness. And the president had a contest for who could write a new anthem for the country after the genocide, and they won it. And it's a really powerful, beautiful song that Rwanda's a beautiful place. We love being able to be a part of that. This is called Rwanda Ziza.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to ask. It's a beautiful song, and I'm going to ask you to hold it for a moment while I close out the show,
sure.
And then I'll ask you to sing us out. Sophia, Melanie, Amanda, and August Von Trapp, musicians, descendants of the Von Trapp family singers. They are the Von Trapp family, the Von Trapp singers, and they're going to perform this Saturday at Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary. It's presented by the North Carolina Symphony. And our program is State of Things, which you can find at stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Von Trapp Singers.
Arkani biunga kopshi tu etsaga uranisha leka tu kurate tu kuvugi bigui o tu lije amwe tu savanya guan tu kua tu biai perwa Sugira sin jesuiterca. Ora anima namora genuisa. Ibio tu gucei shani bishichi qua. Un mucho tu sanji uraturanga. Ururi mi gua churukadu. Abakuram mere bitwari bita se bati zigama baragu angu famu bukombe utsindu bukora ninampatsi biungu jaya goj afrika yose non uraga Tebare uhamyumba nona mahanga yose maze jabo jawe kuijaa.